You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. In early July, heading into the holiday weekend, a ransomware attack against the IT management firm Kaseya incapacitated hundreds of businesses, their data encrypted by the notorious Reval ransomware group. Now, U.S. authorities have announced a development as unprecedented as the incident itself. The alleged perpetrator, a Ukrainian national, was arrested in October and is currently awaiting extradition from Poland. Ransomware gangs have operated with relative impunity over the last few years, in part because so many of them are based in Russia, and the Kremlin has steadfastly turned a blind eye. Monday's Department of Justice announcement, though, shows that the hybrid approach law enforcement has landed on can work. Moving on, after months of haggling, the House of Representatives on Friday evening passed a major federal infrastructure bill that promises to inject $1.2 trillion over the next 5 years into supporting trains, planes, automobiles, utility networks, and energy systems. The bill is stuffed with schemes and plans that, because it runs to 2,700 pages, have still managed to fly under the radar. For those who don't have a few spare hours to flip through it, Wired.com has a cheat sheet, including a few very important provisions that could change how Americans live. Cornerstone Advisors estimates $100 billion in purchases this year will be made using BNPL apps, up from $24 billion last year. And buy now, pay later apps give millions of users the chance to instantly purchase what they want, then pay off the item in installments. Popular services include Affirm, Afterpay, QuadPay, and Klarna. The range of products that can be financed using buy now, pay later has been growing. Amazon and Apple announced new partnerships with Affirm this year, while Target, Macy's, GameStop, Foot Locker, Gucci, and Peloton all announced buy now, pay later financing options. Now, utilities, landlords, insurance companies, and car dealers are partnering with the services for essentials, but as the services extend from small-ticket items to luxury goods, exercise equipment, and even rent and utilities, consumer protection advocates worry they may lead people into buying more than they can afford. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.